Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Il Cinema Ritrovato in Bologna, and I'm very pleased to be joined by the head of the Czech Film Archive, Michal Bregant. Thank you very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Very simple question to start off the interview. Would you be able to tell our listeners what the Czech Film Archive is?
Well, we belong to the family of the National Film Heritage Institutions, which means that we are national in terms of what is the focus of our collection. However, we have a large collection of non-Czech films, and we do a lot of things in international cooperation, because what I really like about the work for the archive is that the archives are not considered, or they don't consider themselves being only national institutions. They work internationally a lot, and we do a lot of projects together, and I think that this is something that can lead us in the future as well.
So we're talking about preservation, but also collaborations and restoration.
That's correct. The main focus of the National Film Archive in Prague is that we keep the Czech film heritage alive as much as possible, which nowadays means mainly digitization. So here at Il Cinema Ritrovato, we could see two of our works. One was the photochemical restoration of a film of mid-1920s, which was particularly interesting and I think also appreciated by the audience here, because it was a 35mm print with the new tinting and toning on it, which is something that is our specialty, and we are very proud of being able to do that. And the second film was a 4K digital restoration of a late 1920s film, which belongs among the best Czech silent films of that period. And it's also interesting that the film was some sort of an international co-production. However, it is considered a Czech film.
Right. Just for our listeners, the titles of the films are Such as Life. That's the second.
Yeah, the second film is Such as Life, and the first film is White Paradise.
Yes, and I watched them both today. It was really one after the other. They were both great films, and I'll take this opportunity to congratulate you with it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Very fine job. Well, while we're on the subject, I guess, is there anything that you're working on recently and that you would like to talk about?
Well, we are finishing a major endeavor, which was a digital restoration of 14 films, which was co-financed by the so-called Norwegian grant. And we were working hard on it, because there was only a year and a half to do 14 films in digital restoration 4K workflow. That was very demanding, but we are releasing one film after another, and I have to say that we are very happy that one of those films was also accepted for the Cannes Classics. So we had this 1963 Czechoslovak sci-fi at Cannes, and that was amazing, because we were able to bring two of the people who were working on the film 3 years ago.
Wow.
And one was the first AD, and the second was the architect who was working especially on the special effects. And the film is interesting because it's been proven that the film was watched by Stanley Kubrick in New York when he was working on the Space Odyssey.
Wow.
So there is a direct inspiration, apparently, and also this is before Solaris and all those famous art sci-fi movies. So you're very proud for having it in Cannes, in Cannes Classics. And now the film is going to be released internationally as well. So this is this film was part of this major digitization project. Our restorers have been working on other films as well, so we can say that we have now a very representative collection of films which were made in well, it's hard to call it Bohemia or Czech lands, Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic, from the end of the 19th century until the late 70s. This is the period from which we've selected those 14 films, and that includes also the very first films which were ever made in our on our territory, in Prague specifically, and that is something that is connected to Lumiere Brothers, because the camera of Lumiere Brothers was bought by this photographer who started shooting films in Prague in 1898, and those films will be available for the first time in 2018, when the National Film Archive in Prague will host the Congress of FIAF, the International Federation of Film Archives.
The reputation of the Czech Film Archive really speaks for itself. It's one of the most respected, I would say, in the world. What are the sort of challenges of running such a huge collection of films?
From my personal perspective, I have to say that the main challenge is to keep this state institution running and in good condition for the future. Now we all are fighting with the challenges of digitization, which is extremely costly. And we have to face that. We are very eager that later this year we are going to open our new vaults, which was a major project. And now we know that the films, it's mainly negatives and vintage prints that we are going to move to the new vaults, that the films will survive. Well, much longer than anybody who is present now in Bologna. So I'm speaking about not about dozens of years, but hundreds of years. And we do know that film will survive. Film is the medium that is going to survive all the digital extravaganzas of nowadays. We know that we have to explore digital media in order to be able to make the heritage films available for the new audiences. But at the same time, we have to cherish the film as the medium, as the carrier, which will make film alive in the future.
So you think that film is still the safest option?
That's, well, if you look at the costs and when you look at the longevity, then you can clearly see that film as a medium is the best solution.
Right. Does the Czech Film Archive do anything in terms of exhibition?
We have our beautiful single screen old cinema in the very center of Prague, which is called Ponrepo, and we screen two programs a day, and we do all kinds of things, including the screenings for kids, even small children with parents, and we try to open the door a little bit wider, because as many archival cinemas, our cinema also used to be the place which would have few people sitting there, especially in the winter time. And I thought that, well, it's a waste of energy. And since we are still showing 35mm prints, which are so precious, and they are getting more and more precious, we should have more people in the audience. And I have to say that nowadays I'm very proud that we have almost 50% of the seats sold out for each screening, in average, which is for an archival cinema, I consider this to be a good success. And the most important thing is that we are seeing younger and younger audience. So this makes me very optimistic. And also this is one of the reasons why like to come to my office every morning with a lot of optimism.
Yeah, well, on my part, I can testify that Ponrepo is a magical place, and I've spent many, many afternoons in there. Just a final comment. This interview comes in the context of the FIAF Congress. What is the importance of any film archive being part of FIAF?
that's, you know, such community is very important, because people who are working in this field, they are very open to share experience, which can mean many things. But practically speaking, here it is that you don't have to repeat the mistakes of other archives, which is great. It's absolutely great. And people who work in the archive, they don't do that for money. You know, they do that because they trust they trust what they do. And it's not only about emotions. It's very pragmatic. It is that you want to you want your work to have certain sense, which is bigger than your salary. You know, it's simply that you work for something that has a very important role in the what they now nowadays call the value chain. It's simply not only about culture, it's also about profit, because of course we are all non-profit organizations, but when you look at the share, for example, I am quite convinced that in the future we can see that people would come back to the heritage films, and people would let me say discover the cultural value of our own memory, which is captured on 35 millimeter print.
Well, with that, I think we can close off the interview. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us and taking time off your busy schedule. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.